In Donna Pally's office at the Concord School Administrative Unit, with only a few weeks left in the school year, the boxes of textbooks keep rolling in.
All right, so here we have a variety of workbooks and materials that have just come in the last few days.
Schools are being deluged with samples of textbooks, grading books, workbooks.
You know, Common Core Grammar Toolkit, Common Core Vocabulary Kit.
The fact that there are 45 states that have signed on to the Common Core standards has opened up a massive market for textbook manufacturers. And with states signing on to big multi-state testing consortiums, there's a big profit motive for test prep companies to sell materials to teachers. These companies were heavily involved in pushing for the Common Core.
They just are flooding in.
All of these are designed to help teachers meet the new higher expectations of the Common Core, but districts are still free to choose whether to buy or not. Pally thinks Concord will make a few selective purchases, but most of the district's resources will go toward making sure teachers really understand what is different under the new standards on their own.
Standards aren't curriculum. I know some people are concerned that somebody's telling us what to use for curriculum, and standards are just expectations for students.
In other words, Pally, like many other teachers spoken to for this story, says she doesn't feel the Common Core is a threat to local control any more than the last set of New Hampshire standards. So even though the Common Core says that eighth graders should be able to understand and apply the Pythagorean theorem or analyze in detail the structure of a paragraph of a text, it's up to teachers to get the kids to that understanding. Education consultant Heather Driscoll tries to help teachers do just that. She was blown away by how quickly the textbook started to roll out.
Just for $29.95, you too can fully align to the Common Core standard. Piece of cake.
I would say that that makes a great sales pitch, but it's a silver bullet before it's humanly possible to have that.
At Gilmanton Elementary, Driscoll is working with teachers doing something called curriculum mapping, basically making a plan for what to teach and then letting the next grade know how well kids did on each skill.
You know, we said we were going to master it, but it was a rough January. We didn't quite get there, or boy, it's already May.
Work like this is going on in schools all over the state. Teachers and administrators are digging into their curriculum to make sure what they're teaching lines up with what the Common Core expects students to know. And schools across the state are all at different points along that process.
I'm going to say a number, and you will pick up that number from your tray. Are you ready? Are you ready? Number 3.
For instance, in the Interlake School District in Meredith, a few teachers from each grade have been working with consultants like Massachusetts-based Mahesh Sharma. Sharma helps math teachers adapt their teaching to achieve what the standards are driving at, which is to say, fewer ideas, but learning them to a much greater degree of depth.
What were we doing before the Common Core? We were showing 2,900 GLEs or standards, and sixth graders were coming out on the other end, counting on their fingers.
Progress is a bit slow at Interlakes. So far, only a few groups of teachers have been consistently doing professional development based on the Common Core. The rest will start that work next year. Meanwhile, in the White Mountain School District in Whitefield, they finished fully aligning to the Common Core this fall, a year ahead of the rest of the state. Superintendent Harry Fensom says switching to the more exacting standards was a major part of improving the school's culture and test scores when they were declared a district in need of improvement.
We had a year or so. We could ease in a little more gradually than I think some districts that haven't paid this kind of attention to the Common Core are going to be faced with over the next couple of years.
Of the dozen or so teachers contacted for this story, almost all say they think the higher expectations of the Common Core are a positive development. But they're also uneasy, faced with big shifts in instruction and eventually a whole new regime of standardized tests. For Erin Toll, a kindergarten teacher at Interlakes Elementary, in math, her students will be expected to do more than just add and subtract. They're supposed to understand what numbers are and what place value means, which is intimidating.
Change is very messy, so am I prepared? Yes, I feel like I'm prepared, but will it be pretty? Probably not.
For some teachers, the demands of these standards push them beyond unease. One teacher who asked us not to use his name for fear of losing professional standing in his district said teachers are asked to produce more with less year after year, and heaping the Common Core on top of that ever-growing pile really means less time spent by teachers preparing lessons, developing interesting projects, and providing meaningful feedback on student work. In the end, it really just seems counterproductive. Rebecca Holcomb directs the teacher education program at Dartmouth. While she supports the aspirations of the Common Core, she's worried about what's being asked of teachers, and she puts the challenge like this.
We're asking people to jump higher who are already jumping as high as they can.
Teachers have many concerns. The standards are only for math and English, but others are expected to support those two subjects. This has prompted some science teachers, for example, to complain that they're now expected to teach English as well. English teachers have complained that there's too much focus on nonfiction reading. Some think that certain standards are developmentally inappropriate, as in kids' brains aren't developed enough to handle what they're expected to learn at certain grades.
My concern is just that they haven't been field tested. Nobody knows enough about them to see if they're appropriate.
Penny Kittle teaches English at Kennett High School in North Conway. She has a lot of concerns about the Common Core, but she also says something that many teachers have mentioned in interviews. Even if the standards were total garbage, simply the act of introducing them has led teachers to take a second look at how they teach, which can't hurt.
Probably my favorite part is that it's created this sense of urgency about what we're teaching.
And this is perhaps the nut of the issue. Even those who agree that the Common Core is a good set of goals for schools to shoot for will tell you that how they're implemented in the classroom is what will really matter. Consultant Heather Driscoll says she worries that some districts will do little more than just rejigger the order of when students learn what, which she doesn't think will have any effect.
If you don't keep a big focus on looking at this comprehensively and owning it for your district, it's going to become one more flash in the pan.
As the deadlines for full implementation of the standards approach and concerns mount, there are some asking education officials for more time. A national poll by the teachers union, the American Federation of Teachers, found that while 75% of members approve of the standards, only 43% think they've received adequate training, and just 27% think they have the tools and resources they need to teach the standards. Another poll from a coalition of school boards, superintendents, and principals found a similar lack of confidence. So Randy Weingarten, the president of the AFT, has called for a one-year moratorium on the consequences of low standardized test scores associated with the Common Core.
These standards, which hold such potential to create deeper learning, are instead creating a serious backlash as officials seek to make them count before we make them work.
In New Hampshire, the Common Core will start to count in spring of 2015. That's when the first high-stakes tests based on the standards will be given, and it's those tests that we'll look at tomorrow. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.